What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Wednesday, October 10th, 2018, a day that will live in infamy. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the rogue one, Gary Whitta.
Good afternoon, Greg.
Gary, we did it!
You seem...
We've won, everybody!
You seem unusually cheerful today.
You know what? It's once in a lifetime things like these come along. The day amongst days, ladies and gentlemen. You can change your PSN names, kind of. We'll get to that in a second. First, though, a cheers here, Gary. Pour yourself right, a LaCroix in there. Joey, where's your glass? Come over here. Kevin, you need a glass, too?
That's my glass you're holding.
Come over here and get your cheers on, everybody. To the one and only Shuhei Yoshida, the man who made all this happen for... How many years? Come back here and cheers with us all. Yeah, you got to be back here, Kevin. Get behind the desk.
I feel so lucky that this happened on a Wednesday.
You know what? It's almost, it all lined up. Ladies and gentlemen, to Shuhei Yoshida and the PlayStation name change. There you go. Raise a glass in home, everybody. How sweet it is, huh?
Oh, that LaCroix.
Bong Ripper 69. Your day's finally come in.
Is this, now, did you spring for a decent bottle or is this like a $5 bottle?
So, Andrea Renee, as you know, obsessed with wine. And a
she's
winery.
She's an enophile.
Yes. And you know, she hasn't been prosecuted yet, but I believe they're going to catch her on it one day. She's obsessed with a winery called Chandon, which she took my wife to, which then got my wife obsessed with.
Is that a local wine country
it's
thing?
Up, yeah, it's up in Napa. And so you go up there and they only make the bubbly right. wines.
Because Chandon only makes, you can't call it champagne.
Exactly. Right. Sparkling wine. You can't call it champagne because all the restrictions.
Yeah.
So they only do that. So my house is inundated with Chandon. Today, I was like, Jen, I need to take a bottle in huge day. She's like, sure, no big deal.
Oh, so this was just from like the Miller supply.
I grabbed one off the shelf. And she goes, wait, which one's that? And I'm like, Brut Vintage. And she's like, oh, no. And she came over and went all the way to the back. She's like, hey, you can take this one. I'm like,
so you were almost, you almost matter. Brought in a decent bottle.
Yeah, this is swill.
Instead, this is
swill.
Like, this is the swill.
Okay, exactly.
This is
that
the plonk.
Great.
You know, England, it's you and me, we're high on life right now, Kevin. You can change your PSN. What are you going to change it to, Kevin?
I know, I got kind of funny, Kevin.
I'm not going to change mine either, but I know it's a big deal for the PlayStation faithful. Again, we'll talk about it in the Rover Report. I can't believe it finally happened. Years and years and years of talk about
Explain this. To me why this is such a big deal for people.
What? Because it's such a basic feature, Gary.
Being able to change
the ability
your
you think. Oh, what? Everybody right now, what platform do you use to talk? And I'm not even talking about Xbox and stuff. Discord. Whatever. The ability to change a screen name or your username in 2018 seems like such a foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
But PlayStation, bless their hearts, were so naive when they launched the PlayStation 3 and the PSN and this whole username interface.
Yeah.
They did it all ass backwards. And at first you would think that's not a big deal. But of course, as the industry has changed, as you know, customer service has changed, as you've seen your competition allow you to do all these different things, it gets to the point of like, oh man, we really fucked this up. And the fact that it was built on for years and years and years and years and years, the ability to find, like they just couldn't make, it wasn't easy. It was never easy.
It seems
they
like
were
it would
for
be it. Easy.
You know the whole history of it, correct?
No, not really.
So the idea here is simple. When you go on your Xbox, and for the first time you turn on your Xbox 360, right?
Yeah.
You made your Xbox Live username.
Yeah.
You went in there and you called yourself Gary Whitta.
Velocity Girl.
Velocity Girl. Is that really your Xbox Live?
No, do you remember Velocity? When they first launched the Xbox, that was the sample game
attack.
Oh,
no, I don't remember
used.
That at all. When they first launched the Xbox, I was a baby.
When they had Jay Allard up there the first time going, oh, and Velocity Girl is going to be able to sell her own line of things that never happened.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. When you did that on Xbox, you went in and created your name. Really, you went in and created a profile that had a random sequence of numbers, of characters behind you, right?
Right,
and then you got to call it whatever you wanted. Xbox... in the very, 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 very deep back end, only knew you as that random character. They didn't care what you displayed your name as.
Got it.
PlayStation, in I believe naivete, didn't do that. I am Game Over Greggy. When I signed up for PSN, right, I made my name Game Over Greggy.
Yeah.
And they said, your permanent name is Game Over Greggy. There was no number behind it. There was no display name. So
from the get-go, they didn't do it as smart as Microsoft
correct.
Did.
Correct. Okay. Right. And it was one of those, I think, that was just short-sightedness of thinking, well, who cares? Like, why would you have maybe not understanding what the digital platform would become, not understanding that one day they're going to add trophies, not understanding that you'd care so much about these tags, and that not understanding the user would. Because, of course, it's free to make a PSN, and at the time, PlayStation Online was free. So why would it matter? You know what I mean? You want a different name? Make a different name. Who cares? But then it became the thing of, well, there's trophies, there's saves, there's this, there's a lineage. I want my, you know, choices from whatever game to matter the new game. I want my leaderboards to always be there and always have my name.
Right.
And so by the time this became a big problem, because of course, I mean, this goes back to Podcast Beyond, where we were doing bad PSN name of the week, right? Sending you, and Shuhei won't let you change your name because he hates you. It was a joke for so many, but it was a big deal for so many other ones. Of like, I have a terrible name. I referenced a school I used to go to, a girlfriend I used to have. I was just a dumb kid and put 69 in there, and now I'm embarrassed. Schlong Ripper 69. And like, people would be like embarrassed to say these things out loud, but they had so much history with them, they couldn't move away from them.
Right.
And so it became this, holy shit, what do we do? And PlayStation's known about it for years, and for years didn't say anything really publicly about it. And then they finally were like, all right, this is the problem. Is the fact that it's done to this, and it's one thing to think about, sure, signing on and purchases. It's another thing to think about what that does to a legacy game, what that does to a game you played in 2009.
Did that? I'm guessing the answer to this is no, but when you first created your PSN username, was there any language that said this is irreversible, like you'll live with this forever?
I am so rusty on when you first did it, I don't know. And I bet it was somewhere buried in the EULA or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the things that people just scroll past
exactly.
And don't read.
You're not thinking about it. And that was what so many people's stories were. I got it on, you know, I was 12. I got it on Christmas morning or whenever I got it. I plugged it in. The first thing that pops up is this. And it was confusing, of course, because it was, what's your profile? What are you going to call yourself in the system versus, and then, okay, now make a PSN, right? So many people just made whatever on the assumption that one day they'd be able to change it, and didn't look into it for years later.
And they assumed that they'd be able to change it because, like you said, Twitter, anywhere else, you can just change it,
sure.
And it's not a big deal.
And I mean, again, that's something that came over time, but Xbox was able to do it, I believe, from the jump or whatever.
So it leads me to ask the question, why not in the first place just pick a name that you're happy with? Why have so many people picked names
as
that they later don't want?
As someone who loves my name.
Yeah,
you know,
so
I mean?
Why not be like you? You picked a name that you knew you wanted to be Game Over Greggy. You were there from the get-go.
Yeah.
Like I said, you're excited for other people. This doesn't affect you because you've
sure.
already got the name.
Well,
it's
just such a requested PlayStation feature. That was always what I joked around with on Beyond back in the day. It was like, well, this is a great learning case. You know what I mean? This is a great thing for kids to understand that, you know, words matter, and you're building something that we think of online and our tweets and our Facebook of being throwaway. They're there for the moment, gone. They're there forever, you know, unless you go through and delete them. And even when you delete them, sometimes that becomes a news story. This is something that talks about and shows what a digital footprint really is in a very small, goofy way. But it does show you that, like, your choices matter here in the game of life.
Given that, you know, you could have had your PSN name at this point for quite a few years, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Let's assume that you're porting it over from... Does this
PS3.
Go back to like PS3?
Yes, yeah, so you're talking about 2007.
You could have created your PS3 username when you were, say, 13 years old, or maybe
yep.
you did go with Schlong Ripper 69.
Exactly, yeah.
But at age 20, that's not such a great look.
Of course
so
not.
So I understand in that case why you might want to change
it. Well, you say age 20, right? But I mean, think about it even beyond that of being a dumb, all the dumb shit we did in high school or college, right? And then now you are in a professional space. And that's one of the most common things I had seen on Beyond and on PS I Love You and now Kind of Funny Games Daily is the fact of these are... full-grown adults who have children and are known in the office for liking video games, and somebody gets into Destiny, somebody gets into Fortnite, and they're like, oh, awesome, let's
play
PSN
some
friends.
What's your username?
Like,
oh, God,
I made
yeah,
it in high school, so it's, you know,
yeah.
Chaz sucks dick,
yeah.
whatever, 69,
yeah.
but
Don
dick smelled weird
or
whatever.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's like all these stupid throwaway things of you being a dumb kid that you just couldn't get out of.
My favorite username, I can't remember where I saw it. It was either on PlayStation or Xbox, my two favorite ones. I know there's an Xbox game attack called Les Dudis, which was one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's good.
And my favorite one overall is, I can't remember where I found it, but the guy's name was Sex Haver IRL. Which I thought was a particularly nice way to boast about your social life.
While I'm bringing, we're going to get to the news, because even though it's great news, it's very convoluted, and we're going to have to talk about that. I do want to kick it to Kind of Funny Games Daily fan who's here every day, Kebabs. Kebabs wrote in and said, PSN name changes are coming to celebrate. I think we should bring back the bad PSN name segment and retitle it, Thank God This Guy Will Be Able to Change His PSN Name, or something to that effect. Anything goes, one last send-off for old time's sakes. That is a great one. Not who you see in Rocket League. I want people to write in with their bad PSN names and how excited they are to change them. And we will do a send-off here in the run-up to again, a very complicated thing. But
it might be nice to hear from people who have bad PSN names that they're now excited to be able to
exactly.
finally
that's what I'm saying. That's the new segment. We'll figure out a better name because I want it to be inclusive, not just for this guy, that guy. But we'll figure it out and we'll get it there. But yes, for sure, if you have a bad PSN name and you're ready to change it,
for any schlong rippers out there,
for all the schlong
who no longer want to rip schlongs,
Long Dong Silver was one of my favorites. Silver, yeah, he was one of our friends for a long, long time. Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, this is Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show, kindoffunny.com/KFGD with your questions, comments, bad PSN names, and everything else under the video game sun. Then, tune in to watch the show live, Kinda Funny, on Twitch, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If you're watching live, you have a special job. Go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong. Tell us what you screw up. We screw up. God, champagne's hit me right in the face. All I had was a Pop-Tart
today.
You
a lightweight, Greg?
That was a bad idea. Well, when
you
don't
handle
eat,
your liquor?
I think it's also the excitement. I'm too giddy to have the normal rigmarole.
It's hitting me too.
Yeah, and you're day drinking. Plus, champagne can go right to your head. Champagne does go right to your head.
I guess it's me. I don't know. So you know the rigmarole. We don't need to do it. If this is your first time, welcome. Of course, the show goes up later. YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames. Podcast services around the globe.
Sorry, we should keep this party hat look going the whole show.
I agree. No,
it's
this
working
is
for me. Yeah. The jaunty angle.
Here, everybody, everybody watching live, your special job, kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong. Tell us what we screwed up. I'm opening up my Twitter. Gary, pose with me. I need a screenshot of this. Tweet it to me, and I'll retweet it. Put the twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames in there, all right? What a day, guys. I've been waiting to... What a day, Kevin. You know what I mean?
It's very exciting.
I'll let you know. I have... Not a mole. I have many friends at PlayStation. And so the best thing, and it's happened recently, obviously, twice. One with the Fortnite stuff and one now with this. And I won't name this person's name. But I wake up in the morning, roll over my alarm, turn off my alarm. When you turn off the alarm, you see the notifications you've missed. Mm. And I'll see a text from this PlayStation person. And it'll be like, what now, motherfucker? And I'm always like, what happened? And I was like, this one, I was like, oh, this is it. But like...
What do you think? Why now? Why do you think this happened now?
I think they finally... They've been working on it. I think it's... Let me get you to the news. Because the news is not like, hey, everybody, you can change your name right now. It's very complicated. It's very sticky. We're going to get to that.
All right.
Housekeeping before I get into that, though. Patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. The fan mail this month is my notes. I've been saving them for weeks and weeks and weeks, months and months and months. You support us at the fan mail tier, patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. You get my notes sent to you, autographed. You can see a show. Maybe you can trade with other people. And today we're brought to you by Brooklyn, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Time for some news! Three items on the Roper Report today, Kevin.
Oh, Baker's Dozen!
You're goddamn right it is. You know what I mean? Oh, look at this. Jonathan Steele already had a screen capped all the four of us cheersing. Putting that out there. Number one on the Roper Report. We won. PSN name changes are real. This is Sid Schumann over at the PlayStation blog. And stick with me. I'm going to read pretty much the entire thing.
Oh, I thought we'd done it already. Dude, this was just a celebration.
So you know the headline, right? You can change it?
Yeah.
Here you go, Gary. Strap in for...
I thought we'd covered this story.
Oh, no, sir. Strap in
now,
for, like,
okay, all
the
right. I didn't realize this was such a big deal. All right, let's go.
We're happy to announce we will soon begin testing the long-awaited feature that will allow users to change their PlayStation Network Online ID from their PlayStation 4 system. The PSN Online ID Change Feature Beta will be part of the PlayStation Preview Program and will become available to select users that have pre-registered as testers for previous PS4 system software betas. That's a hyperlink right there if you want to go to the PlayStation blog and sign up. During the preview program, you will be able to change your online ID as many times as you want. The first change is free, and changes after that will cost you $9.99. For PlayStation Plus members, it'll cost $4.99 after the first change. Changes to online ID can be made through settings menu or via the profile page of your PS4. Here we go. When you change your online ID, you will have the option to display your previous ID with your new ID so friends can recognize you. Once you decide to display your old ID or not, you won't be able to adjust this after completing the online ID change process. This feature is compatible with PS4 games originally published after April 1st, 2018. And a large majority of the most played PS4 games that were released before this date. However, please note not all games and applications for PS4, PS3, and PS Vita systems are guaranteed to support the online ID change, and users may occasionally encounter issues or errors in certain games. If, for any reason, you experience issues after changing your ID, you can revert back to your original ID for free at any time. Parentheses. You will only be able to revert once during the preview program. End parentheses. Reverting back to an old ID will resolve most issues caused by the ID change. In addition, when this feature officially launches, a list of compatible games published before April 1st, 2018 will be provided on PlayStation.com for reference before you make the change. The preview program for this feature is scheduled to conclude at the end of November 2018. The full rollout of the feature to all PlayStation 4 owners is planned for early 2019. So stay tuned for updates down the road.
So am I hearing you right that that not all games, if you change your name, you might not be able to play certain older games?
That you may run into certain errors, yes. So what it's saying right now is, let's throw away, it's saying certain games, most popular games. So you Destiny 1, Destiny 2, all that kind of crap.
All the big ones.
Friday the 13th. I imagine if you have a sizable game, you're going to be okay. You know what I mean? In terms of a multiplayer thing. But yes, it's only going to work for every game after April 1st, 2018, which is not that long ago. Not that long ago at all. But you figure they're going to go back and make it work for certain things. But on top of all that, as I explained to you in the beginning, right, the prologue to this news story about how complicated the issue was because of the mistakes made when they're building the PSN. Now you actually see and have to hear them try to explain how complicated it's still going to be. This is not a turnkey solution.
Small print there.
They talk about, the fact of, however, please note, not all games and applications for PS4, PS3, and Vita systems are guaranteed to support the online ID change. I will tell you right now, I bet pretty much every Vita game is not going to support the online ID change.
What's a Vita?
Exactly, Gary Widow. Exactly. Freedom Wars, I would hope, but who knows? And users may occasionally encounter issues or errors in certain games. You are going to be up shit creek, I think, on a lot of stuff. And this is, for me, if I didn't like my PSN name, for me personally, I'd be like, and I'm talking about Greg Miller personally, I'd be like, no big deal, cool. Old game is old. I rarely go back and play stuff from a different time or all this different, I'm not going to worry about it. Like, if I go back and turn on, I don't even want to say Red Dead 1 because Red Dead 1 online, I bet they'd patch that. I bet that's wonderful. But if I was wanting to go back and play the last guy on PS3, like, I wouldn't care if my leaderboards were totally fucked. But it's more of the question of, is that the end of the fuckery? Is it that the leaderboards don't work? Or is it what you're saying of, like, maybe the game won't work?
But before you change, it sounds like before you change your name, if there's an older game that is of some importance to you, you should probably check to see what its status is going to
be. Yeah, I wait on that November list to go, April 1st.
Running a list of compatible games or incompatible games?
Compatible.
Okay.
They're saying a list of compatible games published before April 1st, 2018 will be provided on PlayStation.com before you
that
make a change.
That makes me a bit worried. You think the shorter link, you would want the shorter list, the easier list to pose or to post would be the list of incompatible games.
No way. It's the other way around. The phrasing of this is going to be, I bet.
So there's going to be a lot of incompatible games.
I totally think so. Yeah. Because, think about how many games come out. We complain all the time about, oh my God, it's Tuesday. There's too many games on the PSN. Yeah. Think about every weird they don't talk about PSPs, but minis on that front, the downloadable PSN games that were on PlayStation 3, games like Life of Black Tiger on PlayStation 4. And I'm not, again, this is all happening in the moment. We don't know exactly what they're talking about here. Is it just leaderboard stuff? And it would be that I go to leaderboards and it's like, meh, meh, like, this doesn't work. There's been a problem communicating with the server.
Or is the game just not going to work?
I can't imagine that's what it would be, but it's possible.
Or maybe the online features don't work.
Yeah, and that's where it gets really weird of, like, what would it actually be? But again, then you worry about, like, to what we're talking about, they put up a list of 40, 50 games that are compatible after April 1st, and you hope it'd be more than that.
What this all makes it sound like to me was that this was, from a technical standpoint, a real challenge, because even now that they're offering it, they're only able to offer it with all these caveats.
Right, yeah. Pre-Scheiser wrote in to kindoffunny.com/KFGD and says, Greg and co-host, his name's Gary, come on.
Yeah, what's that about? Does he not know?
I know, you've been on a good Wednesday run. Am I the only one that thinks this is a little ridiculous that PlayStation announces that PSN name changes are coming in 2019, but going to start testing it soon like a beta? Why wouldn't you just stay quiet until this is ready? This just all seems like cop-out to me. Thanks for the great content, and keep on keeping on. Remember, as I'm sure many people who frequent Reset Era and Reddit do remember, like, they made the comment to me at PSX last year on stage in front of everyone. It was the first question I asked Sean Layden. We're at a PlayStation event. When are we going to be able to change our PSN names? Sean went on the record there in front of everybody. He's like, hopefully at next year's PSX, you won't have to ask this question. People are working on it.
Right.
Which then became a punchline when they canceled PSX.
Right.
Of like, that's how we'll get around it.
But they announced it anyway.
Exactly. Why are they doing it right now? To show you, yes, we have legitimately been working on it.
Yeah.
Yes, it is legitimately complicated.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be right there.
And I'd also suggest that it sounds like, given the caveats, given the small print, given that there are potential problems if you do change your name, that they need a little bit of lead in time to 100%. Educate people and make sure that they know that there are some strings attached.
And this is my thing with the PlayStation Preview Program. A great thing. God bless everybody in it. I would never in a million years join the PlayStation Preview Program because it is, you're testing firmwares that I know brick systems.
Yeah, you're a guinea pig.
That's where PlayStation will, send it back in and do this thing. Blah, blah. I understand there's things, but I would, I definitely wouldn't want to test this
I used
feature.
To be on the Microsoft, the Xbox Live Beta Program when I came out of it because, you're gonna see some unstable builds.
And it's for, I'd rather people go in and do it and, you know, try to break it like the Fallout Beta, right? But that's what this is going to be as well. It's like, it is, for everything they're saying here, think about it this way. Companies in general, but big companies, and PlayStation in particular, right, are rarely ever mention the side effects or possible side effects of anything they work on. Here, they're being very upfront of like, things might not work out that great. That means I really do feel that, hey, we really don't know what's going to happen in a lot of cases.
Given that there are these strings, I really think that they do need to make an effort. And I think, again, to the letter writer's point, why they're announcing it early now is I think that they really need to make an effort to educate people and make sure there's full awareness of what this means. If there are some older games that you care about, it could screw you over. Because if a bunch of people just jump in blind, change their names, and then realize they have problems because they didn't read the small print, if it is only small print, then Sony's going to catch a lot of hell for that.
Yeah.
So they need to put out like a nice, cheerful video or something that's easy to swallow, easy to digest. Like, here's how you can change your name. Here are the strings that are attached. Here are the things you need to be aware of before you make the choice to change your name.
Dylan writes into kindoffunny.com/KFGD and says PSN name changes were announced early this morning with some odd language. Quote, users may occasionally encounter issues or errors in certain games. If for any reason you experience issues after changing your ID, you can revert back to your original ID for free at any time. Reverting back to an old ID will most likely resolve most issues caused by the ID change. End quote. Back to Dylan. What does this mean? If I want to play Tetris Ultimate, I have to revert back to my old name and then ... question mark. Will I be stuck on that old name and then have to pay $10 if I decide I want to go back to the new name, or can I switch between the two freely? It also says you can display both names so your friends know who you are. Is this a name1/new name or a name1(new name)? My PSN name is BigD122192, and that was made in late 07, so I definitely plan on changing my name, but I play some older games and I don't want to ruin some purchases.
See, that guy's only got himself to blame. If your name is Big D string of characters, maybe you should have put a bit more thought into it in the first place.
It was 11 years ago, right? Like,
so what?
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that's a
cop-out
thing.
We all did stupid shit 11 years ago, but, and again, maybe, you know, maybe this teaches us to be very careful. When I pick a username, like my PSN username is just Witter.
That's a brilliant one. You got in on the ground floor.
Well, I mean, it's not like my name is Smith. It's not a particularly common name.
Sure.
So I'm
but
able
now,
to
now
get.
People are going to go for it now. You know, they're going to try to get it from you everywhere, then sell it back to you.
Don't you have like a fake Game Over Greggy? Isn't there an imposter?
Snapchat is there's a Game Over Greggy that is me, and I hate it. But that's the only one.
Do you think that's a coincidence, or do you think they went out? They totally tried to impersonate you.
Who else is going to be Game Over Greggy?
No.
Fuck off.
Who else can be out there? Who else could be?
Idaho farming potatoes. You're like, I'm going to get on Snapchat, and I'm Greg, and I love my potato throwing game. Game Over. You're a fucking liar.
Wow.
They're coming for me. I know. I made that name famous.
There's some real elitism there. What have you got against Idaho and potato farmers?
I'm just saying, like, how disconnected could you be from video games to not understand I'm Game Over Greggy? They're doing it on purpose.
It's true. You would probably have to be living in a shed or a cave somewhere in the boonies to not know who you are.
Game Over Greggy.
To not know Game Over Greggy.
Kidding me. There's also somebody else. This one I'll give you. Greggy. Great name. Great name. I'm sure there's a lot of Greggies out there.
Yeah.
Someone else for a while, I don't know if they still do, was using, before me maybe even, Cooking with Greggy on Instagram. And I was interesting. I like that. I like that one. I like that because we can all use it.
I can see how someone might come by that honestly.
Sure.
As opposed to Game Over Greggy, which is pretty much a trademark at this point.
Exactly, right?
You should trademark it.
I've tried.
You should look into it.
I haven't done it. Anyway, sorry, back to this thing though.
Yeah.
You're driving at like no one to blame but himself. Dylan, you raised, or I'm sorry, Big D 12192. You raised good questions, and I don't have the answers for you. You're talking about reverting back to an old idea will resolve most issues, yada, yada, yada. I mean, this is why they're doing a beta, where that all is going to have to be figured out in the preview program.
It'll be interesting to see, given the caveats, given that some people are going to be a little bit nervous about this. Notice also that they said reverting will most likely fix most issues. So even that is some very hedgy language.
And now, here's my thing about it, is we can easily right now shit all over PlayStation for coming out and having, not wishy-washy answers, but not having all the answers, blah, blah, blah. Hey, they finally did it. They're explaining that they've been explaining for years this stuff, and they're like as open than they can be right now of like, yeah, we really don't know what's going to happen. Like, that's why we're doing this. Like, all I ever want from any of these companies or spokespeople is for them to be, hey, we're human beings. Here's what we know right now. Hey, we're human beings. We've gotten to the point where we can do this. We're not sure what's really going to happen because we made a dumb decision back in fucking 2006, 2005.
It makes me wonder, is this another dumb decision? Because on the one hand, whatever goodwill they get from offering this feature could well be outweighed by, let's say that for only 5%, for 5% of people who change their names, it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
That is still going to be a customer support nightmare for them.
Sure, sure.
Because you're gonna call, you're gonna email, you're gonna be complaining about on Twitter. Yeah. Like, this old game isn't working anymore. Thanks a lot, Sony. Fuck you. Like, this could backfire.
I think that's why they're being smart right now and saying it's for the beta tester or preview program.
You got to do
let's do a very small thing.
You got to do some real public education.
And I think
be warned.
I'm fairly certain that if you are in the preview press the program, you're under NDA. Right? Or no, I guess they do. They do put up screenshots on Reset Era.
But you know that no matter what Sony do in terms of trying to educate people as to all the different strings and caveats, some people are going to just log on one day and go, oh, I can change my name now. Great. And then, oh, what happened? My games aren't working.
Of course.
Because they didn't bother to read the fine print.
But it's also the thing of, we often project, I think, our very specific, very quote-unquote hardcore gamer use cases on people, right? Where I think it is that there's so many people out there who are, hey, I have a terrible PS name. Oh, I can change it. Great. And then they're just going to go ahead and keep playing new stuff. And if they are playing old stuff, it's maybe going to be these big games.
I mean, you play a lot of PlayStation games.
Right.
When is the last time you played a game that was older than April of this year?
Right. I mean...
But some people still have their favorites, you know?
No, and I get it. I'm not trying to take away from it. I guess, yeah, Destiny would be something people pop in. But again,
that's going to be taken care of.
And I feel like you talk about behind the scenes, they have the stats of who's playing. You know, what are the games that are a big deal? And again, maybe right now we're being overblown with this. Maybe you go back to a game from late PS3, early PlayStation 4 that you play online, like DC Universe Online, even though I'd imagine that gets fixed. Maybe you do pop in there and look, and it is... Oh, it is just that your leaderboards are erased. You're starting from scratch.
We're popping champagne corks and wearing party hats. I don't know how anyone could accuse us of taking this over, making this overblown.
Again, years, ladies and gentlemen, years.
Do you feel like you played some small part in this?
Of course not. No.
No?
Not at all. No.
But you were posing the question on the stage. And
sure, but I mean, like, it's... All
you're a thought leader. You're an influencer.
I'm sure I put up that thing today of we won. You know what I mean? I'm sure some people took offense to it.
You've been leading
the PlayStation community. I'm lucky enough that I get to my entire IGN career I covered PlayStation, and then here I'm still looked at a PlayStation thought leader. Sure, but all I ever do is elevate opinions other PlayStation users have. Right? Like, it's not like I'm out here.
You're a voice of the people.
Exactly. I'm a man of the people, Gary. You forgot what it was like to be down here, writing your movies. Driving your Teslas. You don't know what it's like anymore. You don't know what it's like to be. You don't know what it's like to be Big D122.
As much as I love hosting with Jared and Tim and Andrea and everyone else, I miss hosting with you when you're not in town.
I love you, buddy. Number two, Google Project Stream is out, kind of. People are starting to get those invites. They're starting to play around with it. And so I wanted to do a hands-on report. I originally went to Reset Era, where I pulled somebody from there whose name I deleted. Kevin, can you go to Reset Era and try to find the Google Project Stream thing? I had it in the headline, but then I took it out, but then I never put it back in.
I'll look for it.
Thank you, buddy. But Abdullah from Houston, a kind of funny best friend, wrote in to kindoffunny.com/KFGD with his own report. You've been following this?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, for a long time now, people have been saying that this is the future.
Right.
What was the thing, the box?
On Live.
On Live. Remember On Live?
Yeah,
that went nowhere.
No. So, but it was like first, it was toes in the water.
Are we at a point now where the fiber connections and everything are finally kind of catching up?
Well,
and
that's what everybody's trying to figure out, right? And that's what a long-running conversation since this story broke, and then Xbox talking about their streaming tech, or Microsoft talking about their streaming
tech. Xcloud, right?
Yeah. All those different conversations have had us going and going and going here on Games Daily talking about it. So I wanted to bring in two people's things. Let's start with Abdullah. I've played Assassin's Creed Odyssey using Google's Project Steam.
Stream.
He left out the R. That was confusing. Stream. I signed up to gain access for it when y'all talked about it on the show, and yesterday I received an email saying that I got in. Figured I'd share some impressions. Too long, didn't read. Gameplay was surprisingly smooth, but I did experience momentarily dropped frames every once in a while.
Let me stop you for a minute. What's he doing? Playing it in a browser or something?
Yes. The whole thing is you open a new tab and you have Assassin's Creed Odyssey there.
Okay.
That you plug in a controller and you play.
And you're all good.
Yeah, exactly.
Because all the processing and the rendering, that's all being done server-side.
Exactly.
And then they're just streaming the results to
exactly.
you. Okay.
In a three-hour play session, I was kicked out once, but was able to get right back in, no problemo. Resolution was fine for me, but I'm not a PC nerd, so it's not something I usually notice. But the resolution did go to shit a couple of times when frames dropped. Overall, pretty good, which did surprise me. Setup? Pretty easy. I clicked on the link in the email, and it directed me to a page that will conduct a speed test of your connection. It said that it'll work on Wi-Fi, but Ethernet is preferable. I pay for 50 MB Wi-Fi, but sometimes speed tests say I'm actually getting more. They also recommend you stop streaming/downloading on any devices to make the game smoother. That wasn't going to happen, as my mom was watching videos on YouTube, and my two younger sisters were on Netflix, which they kept doing for the majority of my playtime.
Well, that's good, because you want like a real-world use case
totally.
Like that.
I stayed on my Wi-Fi, and it said I was good to go. Then I could start the game. It loaded pretty quickly, and at the main menu, I was asked to sign into my Ubisoft account. Gameplay. Since I am a console dude, I connected my DualShock 4 using Bluetooth and it worked great, besides the touchpad becoming useless and the share button acting as a map button. I should also say that I played this on my MacBook Pro. Gameplay ran smooth for me and in a 3-hour play session, I noticed drop frames probably around 8 or 10 times. Thankfully, none while I was in a fight, so I'm assuming it had to do with my connection more than anything else. Controller input never showed any lag. The time the game did crash, I was riding my horse through Sammy, not anything intensive. I was booted, but was taken back to the main menu to start again. Also, the load times are super quick, but I don't know if this applies to Odyssey in general, as I haven't played it in any other format. Overall, I'm pretty excited to play through the game on my computer, despite me losing the ability to pop them trophies. But I guess I did save $60. Kevin, did you get me a name from Reset Era?
I couldn't find it.
God damn it, Kevin.
I mean, So
do this and then go up to the search.
Yeah, see, I couldn't figure out what the search is.
Maybe you have to log into search on Reset.
What version of the game is,
or scroll down,
is
maybe
he
I can just
playing?
Find it.
Is it the PC version that's being streamed to him or a console version?
Yeah, they're streaming the PC version
okay.
of Odyssey. Keep scrolling. You're looking for... You can control F Google. See if that pops up for you. This is my problem with Reset Era. I feel like when I come back for stuff, it's no longer where I left it, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's forum, so they're moving
Yeah,
around.
But I mean, I feel like they should be at the top, you know what I mean? Come on.
Yeah.
Where is everybody at? What is going on here?
What are you trying to find?
There it is. I just want to... That's it. As Ian. I don't want to steal somebody's content and not give
okay.
them credit. Oh, so it's probably us Ian. Over on Reset Era put up a similar thing. A very long thread detailing his internet connection. I was going to read all of that, but since we had Abdullah on our own, I'm just going to do his summary. In conclusion, Google really taught me a thing or two about where streaming tech can be in 2018. A sign that's worth pointing out was one of the Reset Era members who was like, I'm not about this life. I don't want to do this. But he got it and he decided to try it. In conclusion, Google really taught me a thing or two about where streaming tech can be in 2018. The latency still needs to be improved, of course, but I have to admit it's way better than I thought it would be, and definitely in a very playable state, especially for a slow combat game like AC. Before today, I was convinced that if game streaming tech was going to become a real pillar, it would do so in that vague future horizon of 5 to 10 years from now. But from what I've experienced, I feel like this could become a viable product as early as 2020. Microsoft's next-gen Scarlet Cloud box no longer seems so silly. Sounds so silly. Now, of course, there are some legitimate concerns to be had here. After all, it may have worked well on my internet, but does that mean the average American household can support this kind of service? Well, as it turns out, according to a Kami report from 2017, the average American internet speed these days is around 19 megabits per second, well above the 10 megabits per second minimum speed for Project Stream and right up against the low 20s recommended speed. So, we actually seem to be okay there. The other big bugbear, of course, is data caps. Like I said, Asayan has a huge post over on Reset Era that I just you should go check out. But thank you both, or Asayan for using, I guess, Reset Era, and then Abdullah for writing it us.
I don't know how much data gets streamed when you play a game like Assassin's Creed Odyssey as compared to streaming, say, 4K video.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's something to be considered, I guess.
I've found it on this streaming scene, both Project Stream and then, like, you're talking about xCloud, right, from Microsoft. Such exciting stuff. That is all super fascinating and a very, very interesting future to think about. Of just being able to pop open the computer, open a new tab, plug in a controller and go, or be Xbox and play on your Xbox and then play on your phone and then play on your tablet and play anywhere.
But also, presumably there will be some kind of like an Apple TV, like a dedicated box that just handles the streaming part, feeds that to your TV. Because like you said, you won't need a GPU. Or processing power actually in your home anymore, because that will all exist somewhere in a big
server farm.
Microsoft or Sony or whatever is operating, or Google. And then you'll just have the next Xbox could be seriously like the size of a hockey puck, and it's just a streaming box like an Apple TV or a Fire Stick.
Nick Scarpino is calling into the Kind of Funny Games Daily.
Oh, he is?
Nick, you're live on Kind of Funny Games Daily. What's happening?
Hey, Greg, I'm sorry to interrupt your show. I just wanted to give you a quick update from the Spirit Halloween store.
Thank you.
They have everything we need.
Awesome.
And I don't remember how many of each I'm supposed to buy. Could you run me through the Proton Pack versus the Trap versus the costumes?
Sure. We need one Trap for sure. Period. Yeah. End of statement. I don't want to put us out of business here. Jumpsuits, I would say, yeah, get three so they just all match. I'll have my nice jumpsuit. And then Proton Packs, you would need two more if you wanted us all to have packs. But if you don't, we could also not all have packs. It's fine.
Should I get three Proton Packs just in case?
You know what? I'm not going to stop you. You know how much I love Proton Packs.
Okay, let's do three Proton Packs. I'm going to get four suits just in case.
Yeah, you're a beautiful man, and I love it. And then get two or three traps, too. Let's live.
Okay, I got two traps. I bought all the traps they got, so I'm just going to basically get a ton of shit.
Okay, sounds great. We don't curse on Games Daily.
Appreciate it. Can you say hi to Gary for me?
Sure. Gary.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, Gary. Hope the show's going well.
Cool. Get a PKE meter, too, if they got it.
They do not have one of those.
All right, cool.
But they do have a cool little, they have like another one of those pilot's jackets. Should I get that?
Nah, don't worry about those.
It's pretty dope looking.
All right, get yourself a pilot jacket.
All right, sounds good.
Get a pilot jacket? All right,
bye.
Yeah, like the Ghostbuster pilot jacket we have.
What spirit store is he at?
He's at Saramonte.
Okay, yeah, the big one.
Yeah. So if you didn't know,
are you planning to all be Ghostbusters or something this year?
So bring everyone up to speed. Nick is out buying props for a Ghostbuster shoot we're doing today.
Oh, okay.
Where we're doing for patreon.com/kindoffunny. The fan mail tier this month is going to be a photo autographed by all of us all being Ghostbusters.
How good is the spirit store Ghostbusters stuff?
Magnifique.
It's good.
They've gone up a level.
It's not as good as your stuff, which was custom made.
Yeah, exactly. Of course not. No, Ted House, what up? Arizona Ghostbusters. No, but they have definitely blown up. Because last year when they debuted the new Proton Packs, I was like, oh, that actually is a legit looking Proton Pack. And then they saw
success. It's actually a decent Proton Pack.
Yeah. And
doesn't have the lights and stuff, though.
The Deluxe, I think, does.
Oh, really?
Maybe. I might be wrong, though. I might be wrong about that. No, I'm super stoked about it. And yeah, so we're doing that. And then, of course, Ghostbuster World's coming up. We want to do a bunch of content around that. So I want to do a party mode where we all walk
around. I always go trick-or-treating with my kid on Halloween. Maybe I'll be a Ghostbuster this year. This is like a relatively easy thing to throw together.
Again, Spirit Halloween. This is not an ad. They have not paid us. It has a bunch of great stuff. You should totally do that.
I'm going to go check it out.
Also, I just have a Slimer costume if you just want to be Slimer.
I don't want to be Slimer.
It does that thing where it inflates. You put a Slimer mask on.
I don't need that part.
Gotcha. Speaking of these boxes and how it's all going to work, Ryan T. from Tennessee wrote in to kindoffunny.com/KFGD and says, hey, Greg and Gary, listening to yesterday, I think you're getting the idea around Scarlet backwards when it comes to local play versus streaming. A lot of journalists are talking about Scarlet being the streaming device, but that's not how I read the press and tech around it. In the xCloud announcement, they talk about having a great at-home local experience with something like a beefed-up Xbox One X with the full game installed. Then, streaming is how you play the same games on the go or with the hardware you have, parentheses including the Xbox One, so you'll be able to play Scarlet games on your current Xbox One using the streaming service, similar to what PS Now had with PlayStation 4 streaming before dropping support for PS3. Is it crazy to think that there could be an Xbox Scarlet, a Scarlet Pro, and a streaming-only device that is more like Apple TV or Chromecast? Great question, Ryan T. We are playing fast and loose with a whole bunch of terminology.
Yeah, I mean,
do you follow that?
Yeah, I mean, yes, but at the same time, I have no idea what's actually going to happen.
When it originally broke of, hey, Xbox Scarlet, the rumor, right, was that there was going to be this streaming service from Xbox where you could get an Xbox that would just be the bare minimum components and be super cheap, and you'd be able to stream games to it.
Right, like an Apple TV kind of box.
Correct. And then there'd also be an Xbox Scarlett that was more like an Xbox One X that you could stream games to, but also would be a fucking meaty-ass Xbox.
Right.
I think both of those are still real, and I think that Project X Cloud is what they're talking about running on the Xbox Scarlett that's just sitting there to stream.
But if everything these days has to be online anyway, which it does, right, and the streaming is as good as they say, why do you need the beefy version of the Xbox to do the processing locally if it's already as good as to have it done, be done server-side
stream?
It won't
be as good as, right?
You don't think it'll be as good
and
as?
I think it's going to be really good. I think that the fact that Google's working out the way they are, I think the way Microsoft's working out the way they are, when this rolls out to a larger sect and they're actually in, I think it's just going
to
blow a lot
of people's
minds.
But to be able to say to people, here's a new Xbox, which is, let's say, $99.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can play games that are 95% as good as on an Xbox One X.
Right.
That's a pretty compelling offer.
Oh my God, totally, right? But the argument would then be, does that box also allow me to stream 4K Netflix? Does it also allow me to put in Blu-rays and stuff?
Well, I don't know about Blu-rays, because physical media, I think, is going
away. Celebrate, Kevin.
Anyway.
PSN name changes.
All right, bye.
Streaming future.
Is this your first time getting a glass?
Yep.
Oh, well, cheers.
What? No, you had a glass. No, he was here with everything before. Love you, buddy. We got all those monitors, huh?
Yeah, totally forgot about them.
What is that? What is it that just came in the door there?
Philips, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Philips had reached out a while back with a press release of like, hey, we're putting on a new monitor, right? And I hit up Kevin. I'm like, hey, do we need new monitors around here? And he's like, yeah, we really do. So I reached out to them and they were like, all right, we'll send you some. And so now a whole bunch of monitors.
That thing looked massive. How big was that?
I think it's 43 inches.
And that's a monitor. That's not a TV.
Yes, that's a proper monitor. There's also a 32-inch one, which, Greg, that is probably the one you want to use.
My desk?
Yeah. All
right, cool.
Because the 40-inch is a wall.
Man, what a day for like us getting stuff. You know what I mean?
I miss the days of working on magazines when free shit would just show up every day.
Yeah.
I miss it.
Yeah, it's fun. I love when the doorbell rings and you're not expecting something. Like, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Especially this time of year.
It's like Christmas all year round.
Yeah.
We also just bought a TV last week, and it's like, well, I'm sure this 43-inch would have worked fine, but that 65 is beautiful.
I mean, we can return the TV
if
you want.
Is what you want.
No. I can take the TV home.
No.
Okay, just putting it out there. I'm stoked for this streaming future.
Yeah.
This isn't a bad transition. I'm really interested to see. I think it's a very exciting wrinkle in video games of like where we're going to go and what it's going to be.
So what it sounds like is that the typical Xbox, PlayStation with all the beefy hardware guts is probably not going away anytime soon. People will still continue to want that. But there is now the opportunity for a new low end, a much cheaper box, because all you really need is some internet hardware.
I think, yeah, exactly. And I think it just appeals to two different gamers, right? If what we're talking about happens, and there's, hey, here's the Xbox, whatever, and the Xbox, the other one. One's just streaming, one can be amazing, and yada, 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 right? I would be compelled as Greg Miller to buy the high-end box, have that at home, so that I have the best quality experience on the TV I'm going to steal from Kevin here in a second, have the best quality 4K experience, all this jazz, blah, blah, blah. Because then when I go to New York for a night, and I get on Wi-Fi and I just stream it to my, you know, my Surface Book or whatever. Like it's fine. It's not. When I'm on the go, I don't need it to look as good as it is at home.
Now let me get crazy on you.
Get crazy, Gary Whitta. What a day!
I'm not even the one drinking, but I'm gonna get crazy on you. Mm-hmm. Is there a possibility where obviously Microsoft nor PlayStation would presumably offer this themselves, but Google or whoever? Is there a possibility of a streaming box that would allow you to play both Xbox and PlayStation exclusives?
No.
You don't think you would not see that happen?
Not next generation, no.
You don't see that happening anytime soon?
No. As long as Microsoft's still trying to make boxes, as long as the Xbox Scarlett boxes are still happening,
yeah.
No.
But if they're selling you a subscription to their games, or they're selling you games through that box, if Google were to launch a very, let's say like an Apple TV,
right,
Chromecast, a very, very, let's say that's the new box that everybody has in their home.
Okay.
Microsoft and Sony would both want to be able to sell you their games through that box.
Mm. Microsoft for sure. Microsoft is the one that's going to make crazy moves. Microsoft is going to be the one that, hey, we've already said Project X Cloud, right? I'm saying that right? Project X Cloud? That's it?
I think it's X Cloud.
Is it just X Cloud? No, Project.
Might be just
Project
Cloud or something.
I know, X Cloud is right.
X Cloud.
Kevin, can you give me a Google on that? Just make sure I'm not screwing this up. Microsoft's the crazy guys who are in the, like, we want to be on everything. I wouldn't put it past them to be like, hey, guess what? X Cloud works on the Switch.
It just says Microsoft.
Yeah, Microsoft xCloud. No project. My apologies.
Streams Xbox games to PCs, consoles, and mobile devices.
I would not put it past that Microsoft works with Nintendo to put it on Nintendo, and I think that is actually a huge fucking move.
Wild.
Of like, then it, and I don't. It's would Nintendo want that? Would they allow it? Because again, what it immediately does is cool. Your Switch is a handheld. We are the real console.
Just remember, it's the business has never been about selling hardware. They take a loss on the hardware most of the time. It's about selling the games.
Yeah.
It's about getting you bought into the ecosystem so they can make money selling you games.
But like, wouldn't Nintendo know that and be like, well, then Microsoft now is saving money on these consoles and making more money selling games and like having it on Nintendo? I just don't think Nintendo would do that.
That's the thing is, I think Nintendo's super protective.
Nintendo will always be the outlier, and they'll do their own thing no matter what. Especially considering
you say that, but I mean, look at this generation where it is. There's crossplay in Microsoft and Nintendo. They were on it earlier than PlayStation. PlayStation
yes,
was the one
in
we don't
some
do
games,
that.
But Nintendo still with the Switch, with the Joy-Cons and everything else, still like a PlayStation and an Xbox controller are largely interchangeable. Right, they mostly are. The X button is the A button on the Microsoft controller.
Right, yeah.
But they both have dual sticks. They both basically work the same. The Switch Joy-Cons and the whole tablet configuration of the Switch is an outlier, which would be
no
difficult.
No way, it's the same thing.
I mean, there's a Pro controller. I imagine that most games would map to that.
Yeah, but I mean, the Joy-Cons are just the Pro controller in a different format.
Yes, but with all kind, but with a lot more hardware. There's a reason reason why a Pro controller is really expensive is because it has that accelerometer
the HD
hardware
Rumble
in
and all that bullshit. Yeah. I'm not saying that would Xbox isn't going to patch that shit into their games, but I'm saying that you could totally Assassin's Creed is already streaming in Japan. We found out to the Switch.
The dream for me, and I understand that it's probably very unrealistic from a business perspective, but this is where I would like to get. Imagine having a $99 or $149 box or whatever it might be, the size of a hockey puck, like an Apple TV, then when you turn it on, you have windows for here's all the Xbox stuff, here's all the PlayStation stuff, here's all the Switch, and you can go buy and play and stream whatever you want. You might have to pay just like you do now right now. Like my Apple TV allows me to get content from Netflix, from Apple, from Amazon, from Hulu, from Shudder, from BritBox, you name it, and I pay separate subscriptions for all the services. The box just delivers it.
Mm-hmm.
So why not that for games with Microsoft and Sony and Nintendo and everyone and everyone else getting in on that?
We move
EA, Activision selling you their services.
As an industry, as a technology, we move faster than I think we always think we will. If Google Projects Stream lands and is huge, if xCloud hits and is huge, that's what gets us way closer to that. Of the fact of people are suddenly like, because I mean, look at me, trophy whore number one, right? Doing all these different things, playing terrible games.
Yeah,
I said this of like, if the Microsoft things work, if the Google thing works, that would eliminate all for if let's say Google gets it right. And the Google Stream is awesome. For me, that eliminates all my problems with PC gaming. My problems with PC gaming are the updates, the graphics card. Why isn't this working? Why isn't that working? If I'm just farming that all out and I don't have to worry about
PC
any of that.
PC gaming finally brought into the living room in a way that we have never successfully been able to do
exactly.
before.
Exactly. And I know everybody's out there going to shout out about the
mouse and keyboard.
No, the Stream box or the Steam box that they had. Steam Link. I used that thing and the lag wasn't good. I
had a Steam Link and it was a pain in the dick.
Yeah.
And it didn't work right.
And you still
needed a PC in the house.
Totally.
It was streaming from a PC
and
in the house.
And it was latent from the other room.
Yeah.
I remember using it in a friend's house. It was latent from the other room. Like, no, thank you. Yeah. And so then even if Microsoft gets it right and it becomes, hey, Greg Miller, Traveling Man, is doing all this stuff. Like, you can play Odyssey wherever you want, whenever you want. No. Like, last night, and I know Vita, people have thrown this in my face or whatever. Vita, not even throwing it in my face. They've brought up the fact that Vita has remote play, that PC has remote play as well. Neither of those services work flawlessly. If this Xbox xCloud works flawlessly, that is a game changer for me. Of the idea of like last night they wanted to watch Maniac. Okay, cool. Like I'm gonna bust out my controller and be in the room with you, but be playing side missions on this rather than bust out my game screen like I would have last night and attach that to my PlayStation, which I wouldn't have even done because we were playing on PlayStation. There's a bunch of interesting fucking wrinkles here, and I'm fascinated to see how it's all gonna be.
And I think the saturation point of everyone, like you said, the average internet connection being robust enough to handle it is really what we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Latency's always been the issue when everything is server-side. And we're at a point now where If most people have a broadband internet connection that can handle this, and the server side stuff's getting good enough to mitigate the problems that we've been having historically, yeah. Great. Again, the single hockey puck where you only ever need to have one thing plugged into HDMI that basically, because it will do Netflix and Amazon and Hulu and everything else as well. I'm sure it would do all of those things as well. It would look, imagine your Apple TV with your gallery of all your options, but at the top it also has Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo Switch. That would be fucking amazing.
I agree. I don't know how far out we are from that, but that'd be awesome. Number three, Gary Witta, on this 49-minute show already. the top PSN downloads for September have been revealed. Over on the PlayStation 4 side, number one, Marvel's Spider-Man, followed by NBA 2K19, FIFA 19, Battlefield 1, Destiny 2, Forsaken, Legendary Collection, NHL 19, Madden, NFL 19, Grand Theft Auto 5, of course, Shadow of the Tomb Raider at number 9, and then Last of Us Remastered at number 10. Meanwhile, PlayStation VR games, number one, Kevin, Firewall Zero Hour.
All right.
We did it. DLC coming. Can't wait. Super Hot, Creed Rise to Glory at number 3. Job Simulator, Rick and Morty, Virtual Rickality. Batman, Arkham VR, Moss at number 7. PlayStation VR Worlds, Until Dawn, Rush of Blood, and Catch and Release at number 10.
Speaking of, is there a release date for that Spider-Man DLC yet? Because I'm hungry for new content.
You're not going to like the release date.
No?
It's like the day before. It's the Tuesday, I guess, before Red Dead.
God damn it.
Yeah, you're right on top. It's the 20-something. Kevin, can you give me an official on that?
On it.
Spider-Man City That Never Sleeps dates. I want to say it's October. I want to say 25th, but that doesn't make sense.
I know there's three
Thursday.
Pieces of the DLC, October, November, December, and the first piece is
October 20s.
I mean, we're already
20s.
Well into October.
Yeah, no, it's October 20s for sure. Just click on that. Okay. There you go. Polygon, Michael McWherver. It went too fast.
October 23rd.
October 23rd. Yeah, I was right.
So they're releasing that the same day as Red Dead.
No,
they're releasing it three days
ahead of Red Dead. That'll be a Tuesday. Red Dead will be a
Red
Friday.
Red Dead is October.
So you can clean.
So
you've
got 3 days
quick.
To knock out that DLC, basically.
Yeah.
All right, I get it.
Okay.
I'm out of town that whole week. I'm going to miss out on all of this good shit.
You are the worst.
I guess I could do that,
Gary. I can't wait to see how that City That Sleeps DLC comes around, but it's still so far away. I would love for you to tell me where I can go to find out what came to the mom and grop shops today. But first, I'm going to tell you about our sponsor, Brooklinen. I sleep on Brooklinen sheets and I love them. I'm not lying. I'm not dying. You can go to Instagram.com/GameOverGreg. You see photos of Pratello in my bed all the time. Those are the sheets. They're comfy. They're easy to wash and take care of, and they still look great. They still seem new. When I went there, it was easy to pick out the colors to match the decor of the room. Jen was very impressed because I didn't involve her at all. The colors match everything else in our bedroom. I nailed it. Brooklinen sheets were named the winner of the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. Brooklinen is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world with over 20,000 5-star reviews. They have a small business approach, from being run by a husband and wife to being involved in every step of the manufacturing process to a customer service team that cares so much about the customer service. They remember customers by name. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on, and you can get your own. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer to my listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you go to promo code GAMES at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so sure you'll love your new sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code GAMES at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com. Promo code GAMES. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever. Gary, mom and grop shops.
Oh, now you're going to throw it to
hit
me?
Hit it, Gary!
You kind of mixed it up a little bit.
I know. Let's keep you on your toes.
The official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the Kind of Funny Games Daily Show hosts each and every weekday.
Yeah. Out today. Chronus Arc on Xbox One, Deployment on Xbox One, Devious Dungeon on Xbox One, My Memory of Us on Xbox One, Shift Happens on Switch, Strange Brigade gets some DLC, The Thrice Damned Part 1, Isle of the Dead is available on PS4, Xbox One, and PC, Cargo Runs are now in Sea of Thieves if you're a Sea of Thieves player, and then Nintendo Switch Online has added 3 games, NES, Open Tournament Golf, Solomon's Key, and Super Dodgeball.
I thought those, didn't we talk... That was last week, wasn't it? those games?
It might have been new dates.
Oh, new dates. Yeah. They got dated. Okay, yeah, that's what it was.
Today was I got all my press release from got Nintendo. That's coming. New dates for you this time. King Crab DLC for Fishing Barents Sea comes to PC in November. And Tied Together comes to Switch October 19th. Looks good today.
When there's an intriguing title in the release list, as you know, Greg, I sometimes like to try and pull the trailer and see what it is. Kevin, could we possibly see what my memory of us is? Because that sounds like the kind of emo indie bullshit that I enjoy.
I agree with that one.
We've been playing our way through Late to the Party, but we've been playing our way through the Life is Strange games and enjoying them very much. Yeah.
I think I saw your wife tweeting about it before the storm.
She's been playing and I've been watching. We played all the way through the first season and now we're in the middle of Before the Storm.
Nice. You liking it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really fun. Okay, let's see what this is.
This is My Memory of Us.
My Memory of Us from Juggler Games.
Okay.
All right, it's a platformer. Or is it?
It looks more like a puzzly one, right? It's giving me Valiant Heart.
It's got
vibes.
A little bit of kind of a Machinarium.
Yeah, that's true too.
Valiant Heart kind
too.
Of look to it.
It looks interesting.
Yeah, it does look interesting.
I like the art style.
Good soundtrack.
A little bit of Schindler's List art style, right?
Because of the red jacket.
Yeah, the red coat. Girl in the red coat.
Huh.
My Memory of that looks interesting.
I'm putting that on the watch list.
It's piqued my interest.
We're going to watch out. We'll see what's on. Xbox, jump in.
And I got to say, King Crab DLC.
It's a fishing simulator.
I know, but it sounds like Barents Sea. It sounds like a kind of a Deadliest Catch extreme fishing kind of
100%,
scenario.
Yeah.
I might have to look into that.
Okay. Deals of the day for you. PlayStation stores only on PlayStation sales happening. You can find deals on all sorts of PlayStation exclusive titles with savings up to 60% on games like Neo, Uncharted 4, Ratchet & Clank, and more. PlayStation Plus members can save up to 70%. And then on Xbox One, Warface is available for free on Xbox One. Gather your friends and set off together on exciting raids and PvE missions. Take the pedestal of honor in ranked matches and fight together in fast-paced PvP modes. Gary, it's time for reader mail.
Okay. This guy spelled my name wrong. I don't like him already.
Two R's. I hate that, and then I hate it when you get two G's. Come on, man.
Do you get two G's?
I get two G's a lot.
No one spells a Greg with two G's.
A lot of people do.
Apart from the delicious bakery in England, Greg's. Have you ever been to...
Did you
go to a Greg's when you went to England?
No, I saw it. A lot of people want.
You should have gone. You should have got the baked bean pasty thing. It's fantastic.
Speaking of that, DZ writes into kindoffunny.com/KFGD and says, so I'm going to London on a business trip this weekend and have one day of free time. I'll be staying near Wembley Stadium and was wondering what are the must-see and do things if I only have one day. Thanks in advance. Where are you going to send him? You got one day in
London.
He's
staying near Wembley Stadium. Well, so Wembley is technically in London, but it's kind of like it's a ways out there. There's not really much around that area. But jump on the tube.
Yep.
And the thing that I always recommend is as a thing to go visit is the Churchill War Rooms. It's in the center of London. It's a big underground bunker complex where Winston Churchill and his war cabinet essentially prosecuted World War II.
Okay.
And it was a hidden location. It was deep underground so that the Nazis couldn't bomb it. And it's all been preserved historically. It's now, you can walk through it as a museum, go through all the different cabinet rooms and war rooms where they essentially, you know, conducted the war.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating. The Churchill War Rooms. And if you're looking for something to eat, I highly recommend in the West End of London, Mother Mash. Mothermash.co.uk. I tried to get you to go there. Yeah, you wouldn't listen.
I know. There's only so many days.
I know.
Listen, Gary.
He doesn't listen.
I listen.
I'm trying to give him I don't know much, but I know where to go eat in London. And I tried to give you a recommendation. Next time, you have to go there.
Well, I would recommend Borough Market.
You went to Nando's, for God's sake.
I didn't eat there, though.
Okay, fair enough.
I just did a meet and greet. Borough Market was awesome. Go eat and drink yourself to death. It's great. Curtis Z from Denver wrote into kindoffunny.com/KFGD and says, I recently played through all the FPS Halo games, 1 through 5, ODST, and Reach. And to my surprise, at the end of Halo 5, I saw a special thanks credit for none other than Gary Whitta. I was hoping Gary could shed some light on his contributions to Halo 5 and what it was like working on such a storied franchise.
Yeah, I worked on it a little bit.
I hate you so much.
Well, I did.
You're so. This is when people are like, I love Gary. He's so dry. That's what they're talking about.
I guess if I had a title, it would be story consultant. It's kind of similar to what I did on The Walking Dead.
You mean from Telltale Games, the studio you closed.
Yeah, that was my fault.
Because your rider was too much.
No, because exactly. Yeah, the guy that had to pick out all the brown M&Ms, in the end, it was too much. I once a week I went up to Seattle and I sat with Brian Reed.
You flew
and,
up there once a week?
Yeah, wow. I would and I sat with when they were in the early kind of story gestation process of what Halo 5 was going to be. I would sit with Brian Reed and Halo, and Frank O'Connor and Kiki Wolfkill and all the Halo development team.
I love Kiki Wolfkill.
She's terrific, and Frank's great too, and so is Brian. I love all the guys up there. And we sat and we talked about what the story of Halo 5 Guardians was going to be. And so some of my stuff. Remember that first reveal video they did with Master Chief?
Oh, the thing that wasn't in the game and got pissed
with
off.
The shroud over him, like the big cloak over him? That was me. I didn't animate it, but that was my idea.
And what did you think about all the backlash to it? Were people like, it's not even in the game? It's showing what? Things that aren't even in the game.
I mean, again, above my pay grade, I pictured, I said, wouldn't it be cool to see Master Chief kind of in exile, kind of like a desert nomad walking through the desert and they're trying to find him. And the idea was that Master Chief had basically gone AWOL. I always liked the character of, God, what's the name of the doctor again? Like the Helen Mirren type character. I can never remember her name.
You're going to ask Greg Miller about a detailed Halo question.
About a Halo game.
I got Cortana, I got Master Chief, and I got the little triangles that run eight and go, me, me, me.
It was always about making the idea that that Master Chief had kind of gone AWOL and you had to go hunt him down. That was kind of the foundational idea that they ended up going with.
It
was good.
Talk to me a little bit about that.
He must have watched those credits all the way through because my name is like buried pretty deep at the end of the credits.
Hey, man, respect the developers. Respect the people in the games.
Yeah.
My question for you is this. You say you went up there once a week. How many weeks did you do that?
Don't remember. It was a while. I did it for at least 6 weeks. I sat with them for a full day, at least one day.
And so are they bringing back just
the
outline and beats for it? Or are they giving like scripting? Or
This was before there was a script. This was very, very early on in what we call story breaking, where you essentially sit around, you know, a conference table and go, how about this? What about that idea? Gotcha. And someone's writing it all down on a whiteboard and, hey, that idea is good, but what if we added this wrinkle to it? And, you know, you just kind of, the story begins to take shape in a very nascent form.
I'm telling you right now, Warner Brothers, if you're listening, I'll do this for Superman. Ghostbusters, if you're listening, I'll do it for any Ghostbusters game. You know what I mean? This sounds like easy money. It sounds like you're fleecing everybody, all these developers.
Well, it's easy money.
I can walk in and be like, you know what should happen? Superman should have a cape. All right, where's my paycheck?
It's easy money if you know what you're doing.
I'm not suggesting you don't. Tossing out ideas.
But I've done a lot of these rooms. They're fun. You know, you sit and you pitch ideas around. We did that on Walking Dead. We did it on Halo. I've done it on a number of video game projects recently that I'm not in a position to talk about because I'm NDA'd. But you'll eventually see some.
Is Rocksteady working on a Superman game? Is that what you're doing?
Come on.
You're British. Are they only working with British people?
Who? What?
You son of a bitch. You'd tell me. You'd tell me if you knew.
I take my NDAs very seriously.
Time to squat up. This is where one of you writes in to kindoffunny.com/KFGD with your questions, comments, concerns. Nope, that's not right. God, it's definitely hitting me, Kev. It's definitely
hitting
me.
Wow, you went from squat up into
Intro to the show? Guys, it's happened.
You have
We've been waiting forever.
I'm taking this away. You are officially 86. You are cut off. You've had enough.
It's time to squat up. This is where one of you writes in with your name, username, platform of choice, and why you need help in video games. I read it here. The best friends come and find you. I just went through puberty there, too. And you all have fun in video games together. Today, Tiziano needs help on Nintendo Switch. His Switch username is SW79118751411. Or WonderBlue0528 on Twitter.
Now, you want to talk about someone that needs to change names. Nintendo needs to get away from this Franco bullshit.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Happy Widow Wednesday. Splatfest is dressing up in the form of Splatoween this weekend.
Oh,
and
yeah,
lasts
my kid's been playing
hours.
It. Splatoween. She's loving it.
Oh, you know what? I meant to ask you too. Your kid, going to school and stuff, right?
Mm.
Like, does she like DC? Does she like comic books and stuff?
Oh, yeah, she loves them.
I got a Wonder Woman backpack and a whole Justice League backpack. Would she be interested in these?
Yeah, I think
okay,
so.
Okay, I'll bring them in for you.
All right.
It would be great to play with some best friends. I'm in a Splatoon 2 Discord group, and any Squid/Octo best friends are invited to join. We welcome all skill levels. Just be respectful and follow the don't be a dick rule. If you haven't played Splatoon 2 since 4.0 update earlier this month, Splatfest has gone through several changes. I've been editing IGN's Splatoon 2 wiki, and I'm almost finished updating the Splatfest page with all the new 4.0 info. I'm planning to have it ready for Friday. Go check it out and feel free to provide me with feedback. My friend code is pinned on my Twitter, @WonderBlue0528. Many thanks, Tiziano. And he put parentheses, don't worry, Greg, if pronouncing that gives you trouble, most of my friends call me Tiz or Tizzy. Well, you did the thing. He spelled it out phonetically because he knows I'm a moron. And that's helpful.
Always helpful.
Thank you very much.
He's got a PS there as well.
Do I have to? Oh, P.S. Well, whatever. You know, it was a long thing.
It's timely.
P.S. I live in the Florida Panhandle, which is currently in the path of Hurricane Michael. Please understand if I don't accept your friend request right away, it may be because I've lost power / internet, so don't be offended. Hopefully, everyone can get through this storm safely.
I have some relatives in Florida. We're watching it closely. Hopefully, everyone stays safe.
Yeah, exactly. Stay safe, Tizzy. We love you. And everybody go play Splatfest with him. I already did the one. Yeah, I remember Kebabs wants everybody to write in with their names, so we remember all that jazz as we can now move away from bad names. And now it's time for You're Wrong. I ask people watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames to go to You're Wrong. That's right, kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong. Tell us what we screw up as we screw it up.
I just noticed this is a pint glass from Red Lobster. Did you steal this?
No, it was a Red Lobster program that if you went there, you could keep it.
Oh, definitely yeah. Stole it.
Let's go to Red Lobster sometime.
Stolen?
Well,
we still need to go to Wild Wings together.
I want to go to Wild Wings. Let's do it.
Wild Wings today?
No, I wish. We have too much work to do. Nick's already over there, remember?
You want to go, though? Let's go. Let's go sometime.
I want to go so bad.
I will definitely go. I'll go to Buffalo
That's
Wild
what you
Wings
say
anytime.
About Dave and Buster's.
Especially with this group.
Yeah. Well, you should just move in here. You know what I mean? At home, all you got is a wife and a kid. And you just come over here, hang out.
You got a Tesla, too. Don't forget that.
Well, he can bring the car here. Well, Kevin, I need you to drop an extension cord out there to charge his car, right? You're wrong so far. Let's see. No, I don't want to know. No, that's not a you're wrong.
Nothing good?
I'm looking through it.
You always sort through a lot of chaff on
Lord
these you're
wrongs. Lord of Pwn, this isn't a you're wrong, but it's funny. If it looks like Schlong Ripper 69 and Schlong Ripper 69 spelled differently are currently available on PSN if anybody wants to jump on.
Oh, so you can still get it. Okay, nice.
Yeah.
I don't usually do this, but WonderBlue0528 is in the chat being like, I have no power right now.
Oh, so well, stay luck, safe, buddy. Man. We love you.
Yeah.
How's he in the chat?
Phone, LTE.
Oh, I guess he's just on the phone.
You know, hey, what? I have no power. There's a hurricane coming. Why conserve my battery?
No, yeah, exactly.
Why not just be on watching a Twitch
stream? If you're going to use it, though, use it for something truly important like being in the Kind of Funny chat. Yeah.
While you're here, please give us your Amazon Prime Twitch subscription in case you don't make it out of the hurricane.
No, that's not funny.
It's a joke.
Too far.
Kevin, I'm drunk. I can say whatever I want
he
now.
He is definitely drunk.
Hurricane coming towards him.
It's already on him.
Greg and day drinking do not go together. That's one thing I've learned.
Thank you, Kevin. I love you.
But it does make for good content.
People are getting liberal here with your wrongs here. Oh, someone, I guess maybe we misspoke on this. Strand says, you can change your gamer tag on Xbox for free once. After that, it costs $10. I didn't think we argued that, but I must have said somewhere you can change it willy-nilly.
I don't remember that, yeah.
Okay. Lord of Pwn says, I'm in the PlayStation preview program. I haven't heard of a firmware beta bricking the system in a long time. I've also never had any problems with beta firmware except for the one of the first betas where there were some issues with multiplayer and stuff. I'm just hearing. I've heard horror stories and I'm not about it.
You're taking a gamble.
Again, I don't want to go into this scientific testing where they're like, you know, you're going to be the trial.
Yeah, why would you want to be a lab rat? Just so you can get like see some features a couple of months early.
Penguin Von Penguin says, you are under NDA with the PlayStation preview program, but people really don't care most of the time. Great. Kebab says, in regards to Gary's question about streaming data, it's best to think of the service as being like a Twitch stream with extremely low latency. All that's being sent to you is the game footage. 4K would require much more data since the dimensions of the video is larger.
It's crazy that they don't feel input lag. That's terrible.
No, man, there's Jorge says I mispronounced Akami. It's actually Akamai. All right, great.
Yeah, Akamai. Yeah.
Whatever. Well, where were you later, Gary? Where were you to correct me then? You know
well,
what I mean?
Well, it's only when he pointed out that I realized sure, that, yeah, that's sure. Correct. Nothing good?
No, I mean, it's just like a lot of people are just talking. Like, where's the thing I was wrong about?
This means that we weren't wrong about very much. I take
sure,
that as a win.
Sure. No, listen, you're not wrong about that.
People seem to use this.
Here's a you're right. Fuck off. Malcontent Ronin, who writes in all the time, and I'm reading. You know I'm joking.
That was his whole thing. Here's a you're right. Fuck
yeah,
off.
No, I said that. No.
Oh, you said fuck off.
You're wrong.
It would have been funny if the guy just told you to fuck off.
I get that enough.
I would have applauded
worry.
That.
Fuck you, Gary. You fuck off, too. Oh! Charles J.
Right,
again, now here's where I break the rules because this isn't you're wrong.
Okay.
Worth mentioning that my memory of us narrated by Sir Patrick Stewart.
Oh wow!
All right.
Okay, that's cool. Definitely on the list.
Won't come on the show though.
Yeah,
definitely
no. Yeah,
on the
yeah,
list.
Yeah, we tried. Do you know Patrick Stewart? Can you work that?
No, but if he's got a video game out, maybe he'd come on to promote it.
We'll try, I guess.
This is when he'd be doing the promotional tour for
AJ
it.
Says the name of the character Gary is talking about is Dr. Catherine Halsey.
Halsey, that's Halsey. It. Halsey. Dr. Halsey. She's kind of this evil Helen Mirren doctor that was responsible for creating the Spartan program and Master Chief, and she's a bit crazy. And she's a fugitive from justice in Halo 5. That's I remember now. This is kind of the story.
It's all coming back to you.
The story that we cooked up. Yeah. Good. Dr. Halsey, I like her. Cool character.
When you are the story consultant on the game, do you then make a point to play the game? Like, because like you consult so much in the front, and then years later the game's done. You play the game and you sit there and be like, "Fuck, this isn't what I pitched."
If you worked on, I mean, oftentimes it's like way, way later. If only because you're interested to see how much of what you contributed actually survived. Mm-hmm. I'm often involved very, very early on. Like, I'll give you an example. Episode 1 of The Walking Dead final season is nothing like what we talked about when I was in the room. Helping them break story early on, because I worked on it early on. They subsequently went away and kind of practically reinvented. There may be stuff in later episodes which we'll eventually see via Skybound that I'll go, oh yeah, I remember. But you know, given that it's now also changing developers, it's entirely likely. People have asked me, oh, can you at least tell us like what was going to be in the final season? And I said to them, well, A, no, because I'm NDA'd, and B, even if I did, the chances are it's probably completely changed by now.
Yeah,
I know what ending we had for the final season that was worked up. At the time,
Carl rolls over and it was all his dream.
Yeah, that's right.
He dreamed up this girl Clementine and her adventures.
He wakes up in bed next to Bob Newhart.
Exactly. What a great show.
It was a good show. Best ending of a show ever.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show, kindoffunny.com/KFGD with your questions, comments, concerns, bad PSN names, and everything else under the video game sun. I will be back tomorrow with the one and only Jared Petty. Friday with Lucy James from GameSpot. Tomorrow's worth pointing out, we're doing the Kinda Funny Games cast as well. You can tune in, patreon.com/kindoffunnygames as we record it. Me, Jared, and from GameSpot, Sam. That's right. It is a GameSpot invasion. What are you going to do about it, Kevin?
Fight him.
Okay, well, don't fight him, Kev. Please don't do that.
I'll fight him!
Then Monday, I have a very special guest on Kinda Funny Games Daily. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you. That's how Kevin does it! He's